Tractate 22. John 5. 24-30. Part 2. The hour cometh, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. From what source shall they live? From life. From what life? From Christ. How do we prove that the source is Christ the life? I am, saith he, the way, the truth, and the life. Dost thou wish to walk? I am the way. Dost thou wish not to be deceived? I am the truth. Wouldest thou not die? I am the life. This saith thy Saviour to thee, there is not whither thou mayest go but to me, there is not whereby thou mayest go but by me. Therefore this hour is going on now, this act is clearly taking place, and does not at all cease. Men who were dead, rise, they pass over to life, at the voice of the Son of God they live, from him they live, while persevering in the faith of him. For the Son hath life, whence he has it that they that believe shall live. And how hath he? Even as the Father hath. Hear himself saying, for as the Father hath life in himself, so also hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Brethren, I shall speak as I shall be able. For these are those words that perplex the puny understanding. Why has he added, in himself? It would suffice to say, for as the Father hath life, so also hath he given to the Son to have life. He added, in himself, for the Father hath life in himself, and the Son hath life in himself. He meant us to understand something in that which he saith, in himself. And here a secret matter is shut up in this word, let there be knocking, that there may be an opening. O Lord, what is this that thou hast said? Wherefore hast thou added, in himself? For did not Paul the Apostle, whom thou madest to live, have life? He had, said he. As for men that were dead to be made alive, and at thy word to pass unto life by believing, when they shall have passed, will they not have life in thee? They shall have life, for I said also a little before, whoso heareth my words, and believeth him that sent me, hath eternal life. Therefore those that believe in thee have life, and thou hast not said, in themselves, but when thou speakest of the Father, even as the Father hath life in himself, again, when thou speakest of thyself, thou saidst, so also hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Even as he hath, so gave he to have. Where hath he? In himself. Where gave he to have? In himself. Where hath Paul life? Not in himself, but in Christ. Where hast thou, believer? Not in thyself, but in Christ. Let us see whether the apostle says this, now I live, but not I, but Christ liveth in me. Our life, as ours, that is, of our own personal will be only evil, sinful, unrighteous, but the life in us that is good is from God, not from ourselves, it is given to us by God, not by ourselves. But Christ hath life in himself, as the Father hath, because he is the Word of God. With him, it is not the case that he liveth now ill, now well, but as for man, he liveth now ill, now well. He who was living ill, was in his own life, he who is living well, is passed to the life of Christ. Thou art made a partaker of life, thou wast not that which thou hast received, but wast one who received, but it is not so with the Son of God as if at first he was without life, and then received life. For if thus he received life, he would not have it in himself. For, indeed, what is in himself? That he should himself be the very life. I may perhaps declare that matter more plainly still. One lights a candle, that candle, for example, So far as regards the little flame which shines there, that fire has light in itself, but thine eyes, which lay idle and saw nothing, in the absence of the candle, now have light also, but not in themselves. Further, if they turn away from the candle, they are made dark, if they turn to it, they are illumined. But certainly that fire shines so long as it exists, if thou wouldst take the light from it, thou dost also at the same time extinguish it, for without the light it cannot remain. But Christ is light inextinguishable and co-eternal with the Father, always bright, always shining, always burning, for if he were not burning, would it be said in the psalm, "Nor is there any that can hide himself from his heat." But thou wast cold in thy sin, thou turnest that thou mayest become warm, if thou wilt turn away, thou wilt become cold. In thy sin thou wast dark, thou turnest in order to be enlightened, if thou turnest away, thou wilt become dark. Therefore, because in thyself thou wast darkness, when thou shalt be enlightened, thou wilt be light, though in the light. For saith the Apostle, "You were once darkness, but now light in the Lord." When he had said, "But now light," he added, "in the Lord." Therefore in thyself darkness, light in the Lord. In what way light? Because by participation of that light thou art light. But if thou wilt depart from the light by which thou art enlightened, thou returnest to thy darkness. Not so Christ, not so the Word of God. But how not? As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given also to the Son to have life in himself, so that he lives, not by participation, but unchangeably, and is altogether himself life. So hath he given also to the Son to have life. Even as he hath, so has he given. What is the difference? For the one gave, the other received. Was he already in being when he received? Are we to understand that Christ was at any time in being without light, when himself is the wisdom of the Father, of which it is said, "It is the brightness of the eternal light"? Therefore what is said, "gave to the Son," is such as if it were said, "begot the Son," for by begetting he gave. As he gave him to be, so he gave him to be life, so also gave him to be life in himself. What is that, to be life in himself? Not to need life from elsewhere, but to be himself the plenitude of life, out of which others believing should have life while they lived. Hath given him, then, to have life in himself. Hath given as to whom? As to his own word, as to him who in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Afterwards, because he was made man, what gave he to him? And hath given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. In that he is the Son of God, as the Father hath life in himself, so also hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, in that he is the Son of Man, he hath given him authority of executing judgment. This is what I explained to you yesterday, my beloved, that in the judgment man will be seen, but God will not be seen, but after the judgment, God will be seen by those who have prevailed in the judgment, but by the wicked he will not be seen. Since, therefore, the man will be seen in the judgment in that form in which he will so come as he ascended, for that reason he had said above, "The Father judgeth not any man, but hath given all judgment to the Son." He repeats the same thing also in this place, when he says, "and hath given him authority of executing judgment, because he is the Son of Man." As if thou wert to say, "hath given him authority of executing judgment." In what way? When he had not that authority of executing judgment. Since in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, since all things were made by him, did he not already have authority of executing judgment? Yes, but according to this, I say, he gave him authority of executing judgment, because he is the Son of Man. According to this, he received authority of judging because he is the Son of Man. For in that he is the Son of God, he always had this authority. He that was crucified, received, he who was in death, is in life, the Word of God never was in death, but is always in life. Now, therefore, as to a resurrection, perhaps some one of us was saying, Behold, we have risen, be who hears Christ, and believes, and is passed from death to life, also will not come into judgment. The hour cometh, and now is, that whoso heareth the voice of the Son of God shall live. He was dead, he has heard, behold, he doth rise. What is this that is said, that there is to be a resurrection afterwards? Spare thyself, do not hasten the sentence, lest thou hurry after it. There is, indeed, this resurrection which comes to pass now. Unbelievers were dead, the unrighteous were dead, the righteous live, they pass from the death of unbelief to the life of faith. But do not thence believe that there will not be a resurrection afterwards of the body, believe that there will be a resurrection of the body also. For hear what follows after the declaration of this resurrection which is by faith, lest any should think this to be the only resurrection, or fall into that desperation and error of men who perverted the thoughts of others, saying that the resurrection is past already, of whom the apostle saith, and they overthrow the faith of some. For I believe that they were saying to them such words as these, Behold, when the Lord saith, And he that believeth in me is passed from death unto life, the resurrection has already taken place in believing men, who were before unbelievers, how can a second resurrection be meant? Thanks to our Lord God, he supports the wavering, directs the perplexed, confirms the doubting. Hear what follows, now that thou hast not whereof to make to thyself the darkness of death. If thou hast believed, believe the whole. What whole, sayest thou, am I to believe? Hear what he saith, marvel not at this, namely, that he gave to the Son authority of making judgment. I say, in the end of the world, saith he. How in the end? Do not marvel at this, for the hour cometh. Here he has not said, and now is. In reference to that resurrection of faith, what did he say? The hour cometh, and now is. In reference to that resurrection which he intimates there will be of dead bodies, he said, The hour cometh, he has not said, and now is, because it is to come in the end of the world. And whence, sayest thou, dost thou prove to me that he spoke about the resurrection itself? If thou hear patiently, thou wilt presently prove it to thyself. Let us go on then, marvel not at this, for the hour cometh, in which all that are in the graves. What more evident than this resurrection? A while ago, he had not said, They that are in the graves, but, the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. He has not said, Some shall live, others shall be damned, because all who believe shall live. But what does he say concerning the graves? All that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. He said not, shall hear and live. For if they have lived wickedly, and lay in the graves, they shall rise to death, not to life. Let us see, then, who shall come forth. Although, a little before, the dead by hearing and believing did live, there was no distinction there made, it was not said, The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and when they shall have heard, some shall live, and some shall be damned, but, all that hear shall live because they that believe shall live, they that have charity shall live, and none of them shall die. But concerning the graves, they shall hear his voice, and come forth, they that have done well, to the resurrection of life, they that have done ill, to the resurrection of judgment. This is the judgment, that punishment of which he had said a while before, Whoso believeth in me is passed from death to life, and shall not come into judgment. I cannot of myself do anything, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is just. If as thou hearest thou judgest, of whom dost thou hear? If of the Father, yet surely the Father judgeth not any man, but hath given all judgment to the Son. When dost thou, being in a manner the Father's herald, declare what thou hearest? I speak what I hear, because what the Father is, that I am, for, indeed, speaking is my function, because I am the Father's word. For this Christ says to thee, thereupon, of thine. What is as I hear I judge, but as I am. For in what manner does Christ hear? Let us inquire, brethren, I beg of you. Does Christ hear of the Father? How doth the Father speak to him? Undoubtedly, if he speaks to him, he uses words to him, for everyone who says something to anyone, says it by a word. How doth the Father speak to the Son, seeing that the Son is the Father's word? Whatever the Father says to us, he says it by his word. The word of the Father is the Son. By what other word, then, doth he speak to the word himself? God is one, has one word, contains all things in one word. What does that mean, then, as I hear, I judge? Just as I am of the Father, so I judge. Therefore my judgment is just. If thou doest nothing of thyself, O Lord Jesus, as carnal men think, if thou doest nothing of thyself, how didst thou say a while before, so also the Son quickeneth whom he will? Just now thou sayest, of myself I do nothing. But what does the Son declare, but that he is of the Father? He that is of the Father is not of himself. If the Son were of himself, he would not be the Son, he is of the Father. That the Father is not of the Son, that the Son is of the Father. Equal to the Father, but yet the Son of the Father, not the Father of the Son. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. The only Son saith, I seek not my own will, and yet men desire to do their own will. To such a degree does he who is equal to the Father humble himself, and to such a degree does he extol himself, who lies in the lowest depth, and cannot rise except a hand is reached to him. Let us then do the will of the Father, the will of the Son, the will of the Holy Ghost, because of this Trinity there is one will, one power, one majesty. Yet for that reason saith the Son, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me, because Christ is not of himself, but of the Father. But what he had that he might appear as a man, he assumed of the creature which he himself formed.